Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
It's really easy to get down or be a bit cynical when you're watching the news. The news is so bad simply because it is news, that not great stuff is the minority story, and that every day literally billions of people get along, they get it done, they get on with life, and they live as amazing, caring human beings. And it is by virtue of the very small minority of things that happen that is what makes up the news, and that is why the news can sometimes be so depressing and difficult. So we've got some tips this week for harnessing the good stuff, harnessing the best parts of our humanity, and finding ways to stay inspired and positive despite the other. My first tip is to find your and get in touch with your go-to examples. They might be previous encounters you've had that have been beautiful and amazing, those memories that you can harness. They could be stories, it could be people, they could be historical people, it could also be events in your own life or events in the world that you find meaningful and powerful and inspiring. Just being able to kind of know what your go-to examples are, the stories that you can reread again, the movies that you can watch, can give you a really important inspiration boost when you might need it. And it's really important to be able to take charge of that. Some people even develop a folder, a book, a journal, or a vision board of their sources of inspiration, of those inspirational people and stories in their life, to be able to harness that inspiration whenever they need it. And my next tip is to personalize that inspiration as well. Ask yourself, in what ways am I being and living in line with that value or that amazing aspect of humanity? What's one thing I can do to live more in line with that today? What can I do in my lunch break, say? Or what can I do before the end of the day? I think it's really, really important that we all sharpen the lens a little bit as well. Actually, beauty is everywhere, and the amazing power of humanity is all around us. I think we just have to get better and practice seeing it. The more we focus our attention on the good, like anything else, the more likely we are to see it. But it is a practice. And so another good tip is to get in touch with the sources of good information and try and structure your life around some of those sources of good information, whether it be people, whether it be organizations. Because my last tip is to actually be it. So not only get in touch with it, not only personalize it, but try and be it, try and make it active as much as possible. So think about those small random acts of kindness that you can do, the small comments that you can make about someone to brighten their day, the small gestures that you might be able to do, and to build a life around these things. And actually, by doing so, you'll be able to change the current and be the best human that you can be. It might also be about getting involved in groups or causes, social justice issues, opportunities for meaningful human connection. Thinking about your own social circle and family and the influence that you might have there. One of the things that all of the research says is that by actually being kind, we actually receive kindness as well. So you're not only making the world a better place, you're brightening someone else's day, but you may actually give yourself a boost as well. I'm going to talk about a quote from Gandhi, who said that in order to have the type of world that we would like to live in, we need to be the change. We need to create the world that we'd like to live in. So, there's some tips to be the change you want this week with Mind Games.